time for It Says in the Papers with Ronan Kelly.
Stories across the papers this morning include a botched tattoo, long COVID, and the trials of Robert Troy. On that, the headline in the Herald gives you an idea of the reaction in the papers to Robert Troy's interview on the News at One yesterday. It reads, Siege of Troy. The editorial in the Irish Times says that Robert Troy is an embarrassment to the government, but Matt Cooper, writing in the Irish Daily Mail, says that having lost its Dáil majority, the government needs his loyalty. Broadening out the story, Larissa Nolan, writing in the Irish Daily Mirror, says that Robert Troy's interview on radio yesterday showed that the political system is biased in favour of landlords and against renters. Back to the Irish Times, which has a detailed article on the interests of TDs, it points out that 48 TDs are landlords. And back again to the Irish Daily Mail, where it quotes TD Padraig Tobin asking if there are others in government with undisclosed information. Below that article is a report on the housing minister opening a new development of cost rental homes in Clondalkin in Dublin. He's quoted as saying that the government target for 4,000 affordable homes will be a challenge to meet this year, but that the government is still focused on the target anyway. Above the same story in the Irish Examiner is a report about Irish Water. It's going to change its ownership to an entity called Uisce Éireann. The change will involve rebranding and will cost about €5 million, according to the government. More long COVID stories today. The Sun features a two-page spread on a triathlete who suffers from the condition. She used to train three times a day, but is now affected by what she calls brain fog. She says she sometimes can't remember on a power switch which is on and which is off. In the Irish Independent, a team of researchers from the College of Surgeons has discovered that long COVID can lead to abnormal blood clotting, while a report in the Irish Examiner tells us that the long COVID clinic in Dublin may close next month due to lack of funding. The Examiner also has one of a couple of back-to-school stories today. The paper reports that the fine for motorists who fail to stop for school wardens is being doubled to €160, although when you read down the story, you realise that that information comes from a government minister who anticipates the fines will be in place in the very near future. In the Irish Independent, Sinead Ryan is gloating, sort of, that her children are no longer school-going. She says no more will she get knit notes, although she does say that you can now get a Hoover attachment which sucks knits out of a child's hair. And a couple of papers cover the story of Sylvester Stallone's tattoo. They're speculating that his marriage is over because he's had a tattoo of his wife removed from his shoulder. His publicist says, though, everything is fine, that Stallone tried to refresh that tattoo, but it didn't work out. So instead, he replaced it with a tattoo of his dog.